Wir lernen Mishnayos Masechta Shavuos, up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey. Now the Hachenvani Yalpin Kosei, like the Mishnah before said, there's a case of a Chenvani, a storekeeper, that sometimes the people swear to take. So case, where's this case? Loisha Yoimle, none of the case is that Kosev Alpin Kosei Shata Chayvli Masayim Zuz. It's not enough just for the storekeeper to come and say, listen, I have written down on my records that you owe me $200. If the other person says, Kofra Koli says no, so the Pinkosi cannot swear to collect. That's not the case. Because there it's a regular Kofra Koli, so the other one's believed. Ella rather, oh my lord, the case is like this, that a Balabos goes over to a storekeeper and says, Tain Levni Sosayim Chitim, I want you to give to my son 2 saws worth of wheat, and I'll pay you for it. Or else, Tain Lepoili Beselamois, give my workmen change a seller's worth of change of money, and I'll give you a seller. Now what happens is, Hu oime nosati, the storekeeper says, listen, I gave your son the wheat, I gave your workmen the change, give me the money now. And they say, the son or the worker say, loy notalno, no, we did not receive any money from you, or any chitin from you. So they're both coming out to the balabos to say they did not receive. So locher is, Hu nishpa v'noitol, the chenveni has a right to come and swear to the balabos that he gave the chitim to the son, he gave the money to the poelim, and therefore the balabos has to pay the storekeeper. And the reason is because the chenveni has a right to say to the balabos, listen, you can have them swear that they received, I don't trust them, I don't trust your son, I don't trust your worker. Therefore their shvuah means nothing to me, therefore the rabbanim made a takana that the chenveni has a right to swear and collect the money. The same thing, the Hainish boy in the Neitlin, they have a right to swear to the balabos, the workman or the son, like the balabos believe them. Therefore, they have a right to swear to him that they did not receive any money yet, and now they come to the balabos and collect. So these are 2 cases of nishboy in the Neitlin, that they both have a right to swear and to collect the money from the balabos. Omar Benenas argues and says, no, Kate said, how is this possible? That Elu B'Elu Boyin Lidei Shvu Ashov. How do we let it happen that for sure one of these 2 people are going to swear false? So we cannot let this happen. And therefore, Ella rather the locher is Hu Noitel Shalei B'Shvua. For Hey Noitlin Shalei B'Shvua. The locher is both of them have a right to collect without a Shvua. The Chenvani can collect and the Poilim they collect from the Balabos even without a Shvua. Because Bezdin does not let a for sure Shvua Sheker come about. Mishnah Vov. Omar Lachenveni. A person goes to the storekeeper and says, Tain li bedina peris. I'm going to give you a dinner, and give me peris, give me a dinner's worth of peris. V'nosan loy. And the Chenveni gives the peris, gives the pound of apples to the balabos. Omar loy. Now the Chenveni says, listen, Tain li is a dinner, give me the money for it. Omar loy. So the balabos answers back and says, Nisata, look, I gave it to you already. Unisata bien poloy. And you put it into your shirt, you put it away, I saw you take the money, you put it into your wallet. Is Yeshava Balabayis, the Balabas has the right to swear, and that he already gave the money, and he has the right to keep the peris. What's going to be, no son lo yasadina? Let's say that's not the question. That the Balabas paid the money to the Chenveni, and he admits it. So Omaloy, now the Balabos says, listen, ten liyas of pears, give me the pound of apples. Omaloy, so the Chenveni answers back, the storekeeper answers back and says, Nisatam loch, I gave you the pound of apples already. So Yehelacht notech beischa, and you took these pound of apples and you took them to your house. So who do we believe? Is Yeshava Chenveni? In this case, the Chenveni has the right to swear that he already gave the pears, and he'll be free. Now this Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Kol Shaperis Biyodoi Yodo Al Hel Yoina. Listen, whoever's holding on to the Paris, he's believed that when, so the Mora says, if Yud argues in the Sefer and he holds that the Chenveni cannot swear and take, but rather Lakeach swears, I mean, he's a Nishpa V'Neitol. Lakeach, since the Paris is not Pashus the Chenveni anymore, therefore the other one is a Nishpa V'Neitol. That's called Kol Shaperis Biyodoi is Yodai Al Helioina. Whoever's holding the Paris, his hand is up. So whoever the Paris are, that's the one that's believed. Let's say Reuven goes to the money exchanger, goes to the Shochoni, and he says, Tain li v'dinah mois, I want you to give money, give me exchange of a dinner. And he gives it to him. So now the Shochoni says, listen, Tain li yes a dinner, give me the money. Give me the dinner, I gave you the change already. So the Balabos says, Nesatloch, I gave you already the money. When the Sati b'yam polen, you put it into your nice wallet. So Yeshava Balabais, the Balabos has the right to swear that he gave it already and he's potter. What's going to be that Nosan lo yesa dinner? That yes, the Balabos gave the dinner. He gave the money to the Shochoni. Omaloi, now the Balabos says, Tain li yesa mois, listen, give me the money. Give me the change. Omaloi, so the Shochoni answers back, the money exchanger says, Nisatmuch, I gave it to you already. Vihishlachta mutech kischa, and you threw it into your wallet. So the locher is Yishov al Shechoni. The Shechoni has a right to swear that he already gave the money, and he'll be free. Vyabudu aymano, ein derech Shechoni liten iser ach yitol dinaroi. And therefore, Vyabudu argues and says there's no shvua here, that since you already have the dinner, you have the change ready, so for sure the Shechoni already received his money, because the Shechoni does not give away the change unless he first received his dinner. Now Mishneh Zayin, Kishem Shomru, just like it was said that Hapagem is Ksuboso Lo Tipar El Bishvua. Halacha is when an Isha wants to collect the Ksuba, Pagemis means part of it was paid already, so she only wants to collect now the rest of it. So in such a case, she has to swear before she could collect the rest of the Ksuba, even though she has the Shtar. Since some of it was paid up already, she has to swear that the rest of it was not paid up. Let's say the husband has a neidechod saying that he paid up the ksuba, and she says no, she did not receive it, so she has to swear against the neidechod. Again, she can only collect the money by swearing first. Anytime you come to collect or take away money because of your chayiv from mishubadim, from somebody else that bought this property off your bal chayiv, so before you take it away, even though you have a shtar, you have to swear to that person that you did not collect your chayv yet. The same thing, minachosim, yisaimim. If you're taken away properly from yisaimim because their father owed you money, is again, lo tipor ela b'shvua. You only have a right to collect the property if you swear first that it was not paid up yet. V'yanifrash le'befonof. That's in the case where the husband went away and the wife wants to collect the ksuba, so Bezdin goes down to his property and takes the ksuba. Again, lo tipor ela b'shvua. She only has a right to collect if first she would swear that she did not collect any money yet. Same thing, Yisraimim only have to pay. They only have to pay money if the person swears to them that the chayv was not paid yet. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking about Yisraimim min ha-Yisraimim. One Yosem wants to collect from another Yosem, so he can only collect unless he first swears that he did not collect the money before. What does he have to swear? That Shvua Shlo Pikdoni Abba. I have a shvua that my father did not give me any money before. He did not say that this shtar was paid up already. But Vishas Misa, my father did not tell me that this shtar was paid up. Or else, Velo Yom Alono Abba, or else my father did not tell me before he died that this shtar was paid up. They have to swear. And also, the Shlo Metzino Ben Shtroisov Shel Abba Sheshtar Zeprua. We do not know of any receipt-like or anything written next to that shtar by our father's piles saying that that shtar was paid up. So because of the Yisraelim have to swear now that as far as they know this shtar was not paid up yet, then they have a right to collect. Rabbi Yechon Baruch says, Afilu nemed haben liyach ha-misasav, even if the son is first born after the father dies, still ha-reiz ha-nish b'vanaitel, still he has to swear before he could collect. He has to swear, at least, that he did not find any shaver, any receipt, next to the shtar, indicating that it was paid up already. The first two shvus, he doesn't have to swear, because he never saw his father. But the last shvu, he still has to swear. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Im Yesh Eidim, Shomer Av Vishas Misosoi, Shtar Zareina Prua, if they have Eidim, that at the time when the father died, he said clearly that this shtar was not paid up yet, he has a right to collect with it, then the Yisraimim have a right to collect even from other Yisraimim
with the shtar without a shrua. There's no purpose for a shrua, since we hear from Adam clearly that the father says the shtar was not paid up yet.
Mishneches, v'elu nishboyim shaloi b'tayna. These are the people that have a right to make somebody else swear, even though they don't have a valid complaint, and they don't have a tainas vaday. They do not know for sure that the other person took money. They only have a doubt. But since here these things are probably, therefore they have a right to make the other person swear. One case is hashutfim. If you have partners, two partners, and one is choshed, the other one has taken too much money, he has a right to make him swear he did not take any extra money. For you are recent. If you have somebody working on your field, that he gives you, percentage-wise, a third, a quarter, you have a right to make him swear he did not take too much for your apetrupin. If you have somebody, a guardian, taking care of you, you sign them, or taking care of the property, you have a right to make them swear they did not take extra money. Because in these cases, the people maybe will be meira heta. They'll say to themselves, listen, we're working extra hard, we have a right to take extra money. Therefore, we have a right to make them swear because they're not allowed to take the extra money. The same thing for Isha Hanoises Fi Hanoisenas Patechabayas. If you have your wife, if she's the one that's doing business for you, she's taking care of your business deals, and now you want to make her swear that she did not take any money for herself, you have a right to make her swear. Or Benabayas, or else if one of the children, one of the sons, is taking care of the property for all the sons, the other sons have a right to make him swear that he did not take any extra money. Again, because in these cases, there'll be more heta to say, since we're working anyway, we have a right to take the extra money. Oh my Lord, let's say the shutta says, what's your complaint against me? Stand, the other one says, I want you to swear to me that you're not taking any extra money. Slocher is chayiv, he has to swear. Cholko hashutta, let's say once the partner's divided up, they made a chalukah for your recent or your sharecropper, he gave you already your portion, he took his portion, and yocholi ashbiyah. After this, after the chalukah, you trusted him then, you have no right later to wake up and say, yes, I want you to swear to me. Nizgalgulo yishvu b'mokam achar, let's say that we have to swear to you anyway from another place, then the locher is megalgul all of esakel, then we make him swear even for this chashad now that maybe he took money before when he was your partner. That's the law of Gilgul Shvua. We could drag along a Shvua. Once he has to swear to him anyway, we have right to make him swear upon this also. For Hashviyas, the Mishnah says, Mishametis es Hashvua. In a case, let's say, where the laver is a moidib a mixas, that the laver has to swear midiraisa, and now it becomes the end of Shemitah. So just like Shemitah stops the chayiv, so Malva has no right to collect the money, the same way the laver does not have to swear anymore. Shmiyas takes away the Shvua. Yeah. Now, Mishperek Shmini. Arbor, Perek Mishnalef. Arbor, Shemin Hain. There are four different halachas, four different Shemin that the Torah talks about. There's a Shemin Chinam, he does not get paid for watching. For Yahashoyel, if you borrow something that you have the right to use it. Noisei Socher, that's if you're getting paid for watching it, nice to say you receive payment for watching it, or else we have seicher. If you rent it from somebody else, you're using it, you're not just borrowing it, but you're paying the owner for using it, you're renting it. So what are the halachas here? So, shaymechinam nishpalakil. It means anything that happens to the tikkudin, whether it was stolen or lost or through an oinus, he has a right to swear, and he's free. He's nishbar, and he's potter. Fi hashoyel, somebody that borrowed the object to use, mishalom esakel, no matter what happens to it, even if an oinus happens, it wasn't his fault, still he's chayiv, since kol hanor shaloi, that's the achrayis he was mekabel upon himself, that he has to pay no matter what happens to it. Noisei socher vi hasocher, a person that's get paid for watching, or else if he rents it, is nishboyim al hashvurom, like if an oinus happens, if it breaks, or it gets captured by goyim, or it dies, mesa machmas locho, or mesa just dies, not only mesa machmas locho, then even the shell is potum. But it dies, so that's an oinus, so they swear and they're free. Or mishalmim esuavedi vesekneva. But if it gets lost from them, or it gets stolen from them, that's called korv lepshia, therefore asher masachar or nesi sachar is chayiv. And this Mishnah is going that a Seicher also has a locha like a Shema Socha. Mishnah Beis. Let's say the Balabos comes back and says to the Shomer, Hey Chinsheri, where's my ox I gave you to watch? Oma Loi says back to him, Meis, it died. And really, that really what happened to it was, it was Nishba, the animal broke, or Nishba was captured by the Goyim, or Nignover was stolen, or Yovad and was lost. So really, no matter what happens here, still the Shomer Chinim is Chayiv. He is Potter, he's free, but Lamaisa, the Shomer is swearing false. He is saying, Losunsa, he's saying it died, and really it did not die. Or else the same case would be Nishbar. The Shomer tells us what happened to the animal was it broke. And really what happened was, Rusha Mace, it died, or Nishbar was captured, or Nidnevit was stolen, or Yogar was lost. Or else the case is Nishbar. The Shomer Chinam tells us it was captured, the animal. And really what happened was, Rusha Mace, it died, or Nishbar broke, or Nignever was stolen, or Ovad, or else it was lost, or else Nignev. Another case is any one of these cases that the Shomer says it was stolen from him, and still really the Shomer is Potter. For who, and really what happened was, Shemesa died, or Nishbar, it broke, or Nishbar was captured, or Ovad, it was lost, or else Ovad, the Shomer says the animal was lost. For who, and really what happened was, Shemesa, the animal died, or Nishba, the animal broke, or Nishba was captured, or Nigdimah was stolen, and in all these cases, Mashbir Chani, the owner says to the Shem, I want you to swear, I'm going to put a Shavu upon you, that what you're saying is true, for Yomar Omen, and the Shem says, Omen, yes, it's like he swore, still the Locher is Potter, he's Potter from a Korban, Shavua Safikodin, because the Torah only says, Yichai the Korban, if your Shavua Shekel, your full Shavua, is what's freeing you from paying. In other words, really you're chayiv to pay. And because you swore false, that's what Bezdin is freeing you. So later when we find out that you swore false, when you admit, you're chayiv a korban, shvuah sapikodin. But over here, when we find out the emes, even though it's true, you swore false, but you're potter anyway. So it's not considered the shvuah, the swearing, is what's freeing you. Therefore, you're potter from a korban, shvuah sapikodin. Now in the Gemara, it's a question whether you're chayiv mishum shvuah's bitoy. The Maisi is swore a false shvua. That's a machlekes in the Gemara Rav and Shmuel, whether Yechayev a korban or Lubi Yerid for Shua's bitter. That's a machlekes, since it's only Shaykh in the Ovar, not in the Osid, a Yechayev not. Mishneh Gimel. Heichin Shor again, you come over to the Shomachinim and say, where is my axe? All my life, the Shomer answers back and says, Any day a mata soch, I do not know what you're talking about. In other words, I never took it. Now, really, what happened was, Vushemais, really the animal died. Or Nishpar was caught, or was broke, or Nishpar was caught, or was captured, or Nignamah was stolen, or Yovah was lost. So again, no matter what, the Shomer is Potter. Mashbiach Ani. So the owner says, I want you to swear, I want to put a shvuah upon you, that's really true what you're saying, V'yomer Omen. And the Shomer Chinam says, Omen, yes, he makes the shvuah. So Locher is still again Potter. The Shomer Chinam is Potter from a shvuah's happy cotton. Because since Lamaisa, the Shomer is free anyway. It's not the shvuah that's freeing him. He would have been freed anyway. What's going to be the case of Heichin Sheri? The owner comes to the Shomer Chinam and says, where is my ox? Omar Loi, the Shomer says, Ovad, it was lost. Now, Meshviach Ani V'yomer Amen. And the owner says, listen, I want to put the shvuah upon you. And the Shomer says, okay, Amen. He like swears. He says, Amen. That he swears that really the shvuah was lost. Now, what happened was, Adam come to Bezdin now and tell us, you should know, we saw the way the Shomer himself ate up the shore, so now the Shomer is chayiv, like he himself was mazik the shore. And so the locher is mishalom as a keren. He has to pay the keren. And from a korban shvu he's potter, because he himself did not admit it. The locher is yoni chayiv the korban shvu as a pekodin, if you admit it yourself. But here that Adam came and said that you ate it, even though really it came out that you swore false, and because of your shvuah you wanted to free yourself, but since you're not admitting, just Adam are coming in, therefore you have to pay care of Karen. What's going to be though, Adam the Yatzmai, let's say the Shomer admits by himself that he ate the shore himself, and it was false that he swore that it was stolen. Then the locher is Mishal and Karen v'chemish v'yoshem. Then he has to pay a keren for the mazik that he did,
a chaymish for the extra fifth of this klal of shuas apikodim, and Oshem, you have to bring the korban Oshem for the fact he's over the sixth of the shuas apikodim. That's the look. Every shomer is chayav to pay an extra chaymish when he has to pay. Now, heichin shari, let's say the owner says to the shomer chinam, where's my ox? Om aloy nignav. The shomer answers right back and says it was stolen. So he tainas nignav, he wants to free himself with the tainas gneva. So mashbiach ani, the owner says, okay, I want to be a shvuah upon you that it was stolen and not that you really have it. V'yomer omen, and the shomer says, omen, yes. He like makes the shvuah. And now, v'edim midinoy say shagonvoy. Let's Adam come to Bezin and say, we saw the way the Shem himself still has it, and he himself stole it. Not the pshat that somebody else stole it from him, but he himself has it. So it comes out that the Shem is freeing himself with the tainas nignav gneva. That's a chiddush by Shemrim, that mishal tashlimi kefil. The din is, we consider as if the Shem himself made a maisa gneva, because toyin tainas ganev is kaganev, and therefore you have to pay that kefil. Even though really you do not do a maisa gneva, because it's in your rishus anyway. But that's the klal. Whenever you want to free yourself with the tainas nignav, it's considered like you yourself made a gneva, and you have to pay kefil. Hoydu miyatzma, let's say later you admit yourself that you swore false and really you yourself have it. So again, then mishalim keren v'chaymish, you have to pay the keren and the extra fifth. Here you're potter from kefil because you're a maida v'knasas potter. But v'yosher, yichai v'korben, are osham as the shvua sapikodin. V'maisa, your shvua sheker is what was freeing you from paying the money. And now you admit it, so you have to bring a shvuas korban shvuas hapikodet, the korban oshem. Mishnah Dalet. Let's say Omar Liyekud Bashuk. Reuven goes over to somebody in the street and says, Heichin Shuri Shaganafta, where is the yak that you stole from me? Shimon answers back, Loi Ganafti, I did not steal, what are you talking about? I did not steal your ox. For Adam, Midinoy says Shagonvoy, and then Adam comes and says, yes, we saw the way Shimon stole your ox. That's a regular case of a ganav, that now we caught you, you have to pay kefil. What's going to be tofach omocher? The ganav also made a shchiter on the show, or else he sold it. So, mesham tashlumi abov v'chamisha. It is the case that you have to pay 4 and 5, whether it was a show or a sale. What's going to be if the shimon now, ro edim shimamash moshim aboyim, like first Reuven comes to Shimon and says, where's my ox that you stole? He says, nothing doing. And now Shimon sees where Edom are about to come and testify that he really stole it. So Omar, now Shimon wakes up by himself and says, before the Edom come, Gunafti, like he himself now is Moida B'Knas, he's Moida, that Gunafti, V'loi Tavachti, V'loi Macharti, I do not agree that I made a Tzficha the Mechira, that even though Edom come in later, Eina Mishalim al Karen, all he has to pay is just Karen. Because kefil does not have to pay, because moed the knas is potter. And once he's potter from kefil, that's the locho, we cannot be mechayiv you gimel v'dalad. The Torah always says only dalad v'hei, and not gimel v'dalad. So anytime you're potter from kefil, you automatically potter also for paying dalad v'hei. So even though here you did not admit that you made the tzvich in the mechira, on that we have eidim that you made the tzvich in the mechira. But the maisa, since you're potter from kefil, you're also potter from dalad v'hei. Mishnah Hey, Omar La Shoyel Heichin Shari. Let's say you go over to a Shoyel and you say to him, listen, where's my ox that I gave you? Omar Loi. So the Shoyel answers back and says, Omar Loi, mace, the animal died. Now, even according to this, a Shoyel is Chayiv. Now, really, what happened was, Vusha Nishpa, the animal broke, or Nishpa was captured, neither was stolen, the other was lost. Or else Nishpar, the Shema says it was broken, and he's chayav to pay anyway. And Vuhu, really what happened was, Shemei Sedar, the Nishpar was captured, Nignav was stolen, the other was lost. Or else Nishpar, the Shema says it was captured, and he's chayav anyway. Vuhu, Shemei, really what happened was, the animal died, and Nishpar was broken, and Nignav stolen, the other was lost. Or else Nignav, he said the animal was stolen, and really Vuhu, Shemei, and Nishpar, the other, lost over, the Shema said the animal was lost. And really what happened was, Vushemeis, or Nishpar, Nignav, Mashbirach Ani. So the owner says, listen, I want you to swear, I'll put a shvuah upon you, the Yoma Omen, and the Shoyel says, Omen, as if he makes the shvuah. And even though it's a shvuah sheker, he's swearing false, it's not really what happened, but still potter, because this shvua is not what's freeing him from paying. Even according to his shvua, still he's chayef to pay. So therefore, even though he made a shvua sheker, he's potter from the korban shvua sapikodim. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be?
Yeah, Mishnah Vov. Heichin Shari. The balabas comes to the shoyim, again to the shoyim, the one that borrowed it, and says, where is my ox? So the Shomer answers, I don't know what you're talking about. So he wants to free himself by saying, I never took it. And really what happened was, the animal died by him, or Nishpar broke, or Nishpar was captured, or Nignav was stolen, or Yovel was lost. So the Balabas says, I want you to put a shvu upon you. And he says, Amen. In this case, Chayef, now the Shoyl is Chayef Korban, shvu Sapikodim. Because of the Shmua Sheker that he swore false, that he never took it, he wanted to free himself, and really he's chayef to pay. Now, what's going to be Omar Lenoisei Socher V'Yaseicher? The Balabas comes to a Shemus Socher, one that's being paid to watch, or else the one that rents it. Heichin Sherit, the owner says to the Shemus, where is my ox? Omar Loi, so the Shemus says back, Mesa died. Now, really, Rusha Nishpar, it broke, or Nishpar, or else Nishpar, he says it broke, these are oinsim that he's potter on. And really, Vusha Mesa Nishpar died, or it was captured anyway, he's potter. Or else Nishpar, he says it was captured, and really, Vusha Mesa Nishpar really was died or was broken. These are all oinsim. Now, Nignav, let's say he says it was stolen from him. In this case, the Shem was Sakhar is chayv anyway. Vusha of it, and really got lost, it's chayv anyway. Or else Ovad, he says it was lost, that he's chayv to pay. And we'll soon see the Yeshua Rushenignav, and really came out that was only stolen from him. And all these cases, Mashvirchani, with the Balabas said, I want to put a Shvu upon you, Rom Omein. And the Shem answers back, yes. Allah is Potter, and all these cases, even though he swore false. But again, it's not the Shvu that's freeing him. Either he's Potter anyway, or else he's Chayiv anyway. It's not considered the Shvu is what's freeing him, therefore he's Potter from the Shvu's Hatikodin. What's going to be Mace? Or Nishpar or Nishpa, Vusha Nignav or Yovad, that the Shemus says it died or it broke or was captured. So the Shemus says that it only happened, that it's potter. And really what happened was Vusha Nignav or Yovad really was only Gnev of Aveda. And the Shemus thought really should be Chayiv. See, there's a case now, Mashbir Chani, the only says, I want you to swear, put a Shvu upon your Vom Omer, and he says, yes. See, Chayiv, here this is called the Shvu Sapikodin. That is chayav korban because of the shvua he meant to free himself. Because like this, the shemus socher is chayav on gnei v'aveda. Now that he swore false, that's how he's freeing himself. This is the case that shemus socher is chayav a korban shvua sapikodin. What's going to be ovad or nignav? That the shemus socher says, listen, it was lost or it was stolen. So the shemus socher says he's chayav to pay. And really, what happened was vushemesa nishpo that really anointness happened. So Mashbiach and the owner says, let me put a shvu upon you, Ram Omein. And the Shemus says, yes. So even though he's like swearing fools, still potter. He's potter for the Korban Shvu Sapikodin. Because again, even according to Shua, he would have been chayiv. So the shvu is not coming to free himself, it's coming to be chayiv himself. There's no Korban. And the Mishnah ends off, Zeh HaKlal, this is the general rule. Kol HaMishanah Mechayv L'Chayv. Anytime you swear fools, but even according to the falseness, still Yechayiv, it's only from one Chiyiv to another Chiyiv. Or else in Miptur, Liptur, even according to what you saw false, you're Potter, really you're Potter. Or else in Miptur, Lechayiv, really you're Potter, just as swearing false, like this last case, the Shemus Socher is saying there was Nignav. And really, you made this happen, and all this case, even though you swore false, Potter, you're Potter from the Korban Shvuas HaBikodin. But Hashem came, Mechayiv, Liptur, Chayiv, if in the case that really you're supposed to be Chayiv, if now you're swearing false that you're potter, you want to free yourself with the shvua, then you chayav this korban shvua of the korban. And again, the Mishnah says that I call this the general rule called hanishpa lohokra latzmei chayav. Anytime the shvua is coming to make it easier upon yourself, it means you're supposed to be chayav, and because of the shvua, you're taking off the chayav, you're freeing yourself, you chayav the korban shvua of the korban. But lahachma latzmei potter. Anytime the shvu is only coming to be machmir, to make yourself chayiv, or the same halachid, then you're potter from the korban, shvu is happy kodin. Our slika mesechta shvu is stop here.